Well, yeah, thanks a lot, Maynard. Yeah, broadcasting live behind Canby High School. It's a Canby FFA petting zoo going on. They usually have this, like I said earlier, during the wintertime during FFA week. But because of the lifting of some COVID restrictions, the FFA chapter decided to hold it outside here, and we've got some Canby FFA officers with me. Who do we have here?
Hi, I'm Roger Lucer. I'm president of Canby FFA.
Okay. You got elected president, huh?
I guess so.
Okay. First year?
Yep.
Okay. Tell us about the petting zoo here.
Yeah, it's put on by Canby FFA. We invite, you know, kids from Canby Elementary and other kids from the high school. It's a great learning experience and a great way to have fun.
What did you bring today? Anything?
I brought a bottle cap in, so.
Okay. Yeah, I noticed the elementary students that are here, they're pretty excited with all these little animals.
Yeah, it's a great way for them to learn a little bit about FFA and just animals in general.
So what's the president of FFA chapter do?
You know, just keep the FFA in track and make sure that everyone's learning and having a great experience in FFA.
Okay. Well, good. Thank you. And who do we have here?
Hi, I'm Megan Tone. I'm the vice president.
Okay. So you're president next year then? Is that all that works?
Maybe. That'd be awesome, though.
Yeah, we have talked a number of times on the radio in the past, haven't we?
Yes, we have, for sure.
So what did you bring, Megan?
I brought a five-year-old cow of mine that used to be a show heifer. This is actually her second year attending this petting zoo.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Now, you've won many awards in the beef show. Talk about that.
Yeah, I started out showing at my county level, and now I'm going to jackpots around the nation. And last year, I actually won a junior nationals bred and owned contest with a steer that I raised myself. So that was pretty awesome. Yep, my goals just continue to get bigger and bigger as we go, so.
Good. What do you like about the petting zoo here?
Oh, gosh, I love the kids' reactions to the animals, the sounds they make, getting to feed the animals and all of that just brings the kids so much joy and laughter, and I think it's a great way to introduce them to agriculture and maybe even get them interested in FFA.
Okay. All right, then we're going to see you at the Elemental County Fair?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. We'll have to talk again then.
Yes, that sounds great.
Megan Toll, Canby FFA. Who do we have here?
I'm Levi Thorpe. I'm the vice president.
Oh, we got two vice presidents.
Treasurer.
Oh, you're treasurer. Okay. you forgot for a minute there, huh?
I guess.
All right, Levi, talk a little bit about Canby FFA.
I really enjoy it. I enjoy all the contests with, like, farm management and then all the activities that we do here.
Okay. And what did you bring to the petting zoo?
I brought two chickens and then I drove a tractor.
You look forward to the petting zoo every year?
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of fun having all the elementary kids over. And
okay. All right. Real good. And you?
I'm Lydia Thompson.
Lydia?
Yeah.
Okay. And Lydia, what did you bring to the FFA petting zoo?
I brought one of my bottle lambs and two of my rabbits.
Okay. So you raise them on a farm then?
Yep.
Okay. Talk about that a little bit.
So...
Really chores.
We mainly raise, like, poultry and stuff, so we have a lot of different pens of rabbits and our bottle lambs, regular lambs. Okay. So typically what I do, I take care of the bottle lambs more than anything, so.
They drink a lot of milk, I would guess.
Yeah, we like to give, the one we have right now that we're mainly feeding, she gets, like, 5 bottles a day,
oh,
so.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot?
Yeah, she's fairly young yet.
What do you like about FFA?
I just like FFA because it's something different that you can do, like, at school. Like, I'm big in 4-H, and, like, when I came to the public school, there's, like, nothing like FFA. So it's just something different that you can do in your daily life.
Real good. Thank you.
Yeah.
And our last FFA member, who do you got?
I am Alyssa Wong. I'm the FFA assistant officer.
And what are you holding?
I'm holding a baby duck.
That's a duck?
Yeah.
Okay. Doesn't look very old.
No, it's not. It's a little baby.
Wow, look at that. Mm-hmm. What did you bring? Did you bring this duck to the...
Yeah, I bought 4 baby ducks.
Oh, you raised them?
No, we found them on the side of the road because the mom was on the road.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What do you like about being in the Canby FFA?
I think it's a good experience, and I think everybody should be in FFA just so they can know if they like agriculture or anything because it's a big part of the Midwest, and it's really fun.
What's your favorite part of the petting zoo?
Holding my ducks and seeing the other animals.
All right, can I hold a duck?
Yeah.
Let's see. It's not going to fall, is it?
I don't know. It might.
There's no weight to it.
No, they're very light.
I'm going to hand it back to you. Here we go. There we go. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. That's our officers from Canby FFA here at the petting zoo. It's Megan, how long does this petting zoo go here?
Well, we just had our last elementary group leave. Now we're kind of having daycares and just people that saw the petting zoo come in and just kind of check it out right now. But after that, it'll be done. But we've had a lot of kids come through, and it's been pretty awesome. So.
Goes to what?
I'd say 1 o'clock.
All right, that's behind the Canby High School.
Yes, correct.
All right. Thanks, Megan. All right, that wraps it up here at Canby High School with another petting zoo. I want to thank John Desenville, the instructor, for inviting us over today. So with that, we'll turn it back to you, Maynard.